is around the coronavirus. Yeah, so this is written by a Spanish biological researcher. He says, you give the footballer €1 million a month, right? And the biological researcher €1,800 a month. We are looking for a treatment now. Go to Cristiano Ronaldo or Messi, and we'll find you a cure.
Oh, My secretary has gone award. He's so critical on this that I wait for him. Okay, honorable members, I just had a bilateral with Darren about this thing of calling people, saying that in any case that is in our power, we don't need to put that in a report that will call so and so. So it's like a fish saying that I'm going to swim tomorrow. So that's what we need to do. We need to call people to account. So that I think I take that. Now we're going to deal with the recommendation, right? One, number seven. The Senate Committee on Appropriation, including consider the Union of Revenue, will recommend as follows. 7.1, that the Minister of Finance and Minister of Transport provide a report on the possible impact of the 2.8 billion reduction on the provincial roads maintenance grant. Considering the poor state of provincial road network, the ministers must provide the committee with already viable solutions on how to fund the maintenance of the provincial road network in all provinces affected by these cuts, the poor provinces in particular. Agreed?
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. 7.2, the Minister of Finance, the Minister of Basic Education, and the Minister of Higher Education provide a report on the implications of the 1.9 billion rand reduction in the education infrastructure grant. The education infrastructure grant, is it a higher education? Yes.
That's what we will try to correct the higher education is taken out, giving the recommendations for higher education.
Yes, okay. So the higher education goes out today. The committee views this grant as critical in providing education infrastructure, in particular to the previous citizens of this community. Each ministry should report as follows.
The rationale and implications of the 1.9 billion rand reduction in this grant, given the importance of this grant, given its importance, take out here, given its importance in providing education infrastructure. B, the Minister of Basic Education should report on the implications of this budget reduction on the education infrastructure grant and provide a list of the affected provinces and the list of the education infrastructure projects, affected projects. We are taking out the Minister of Higher Education, right? This grant has got no bearing on him. Letter 7.2, agreed?
Yes.
7.3, the Minister of Basic Education provide a report, a report on the impact of the 123 million reduction over the MTF on the social infrastructure backlog grant. School on the school infrastructure backlog grant thing. Agreed? 7.3.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That is the point which I said.
Yeah.
It has to be, you know, given some more flesh. If all your input when we were discussing the China could be brought in into that 7.3, it's fitting. All the input as it was.
Remember, we spoke about just summarize for him exactly so that you can check your homework. Just listen.
We were talking about the concern. Remember who before he went to actually, you know, breaking down to integrity. What is it that grant is actually useful? He cited, for instance, that you have got pin latrine, you've got the eradication of these mass schools and all that, which belongs there. And said that the chairperson raised another critical issue on the expenditure trend or the capacity to spend on the grant. That is the reduction of the result of incapacity to spend. And we would agree that this may be perhaps because of that. So then it means we should get a feedback from the minister in terms of the expenditure and why, what is it that causes them not to be able to spend. I'm trying to summarize.
So there you get the which is what we're trying to get to that, with an extensive discussion when it comes to that. Agreed? So we need to. Let us give up 7.3. Okay, thank you, Lemon. 7.4, the Minister of Finance, Minister of Transport, Minister of Corporate Development, and Social Affairs, and SALGA should report on the possible financial and service delivery implications resulting from the 4.3. Billion reduction in the public transport network grant over the MTF. The mentioned parties, okay, let's take the mentioned parties should report to the committee as follows. A, Minister of Finance should demonstrate how over the years this grant has underperformed in these affected municipalities. What has been the expenditure per team versus infrastructure investment as required by the grant framework? The minister should also provide demonstrable evidence that national treasury has over time assisted these affected, should be these affected cities without success. The Minister of Transport should explain the steps that the department has taken to assist these cities who are now excluded from the grant. Furthermore, the Minister of Transport should provide a report on the possible implications for excluding these cities in light of what Department of Transport, Public Transport Strategy, NDC, should be envisaging. Oh, I'm on B. The Minister of Transport should explain the steps that the department had taken to assist these cities who are now excluded from the grant. Furthermore, the Minister of Transport should provide a report on the possible implications for excluding these cities in light of what the Department of Transport Public Transport Strategy and Research. Honourable Peter.
7.4. I think we should include before in the preamble of the of 7.4 the three municipalities elsewhere, because I see we have Salga, but we don't have the actual council. The three Buffalo City and Bombay. Then there is the issue on the 7.4b. I think we should use language consistently. Let us not use excluded but suspended. So in the area where there's excluded and excluding, we change that for suspended, and for suspending as well as the top one suspended.
Thank you, Honourable
Chairperson. On the inclusion of the municipalities affected on the background, we thought, because we've got the select committee yet to be collected by you, what you feel about the board, but we thought the municipalities direct on what is found, we recommended them the select committee, because they deal with this cluster. They should be the one recommending that this municipality. But of course, when we call, we have not included it. The thinking was that it should be included in the report of the select committee.
But we have no control of what if they don't include. So we are an A on the side of the team, the committee. Okay. So I think I agree with Honourable Peter.
Yeah, sure.
Honourable Joyce, do you want to?
Thank you.
You got the.
Yeah.
Okay. We are now on 7C, right? The Minister of Cooperative Government and Traditional Affairs should clarify the steps that the department implemented over time in order to fast-track the implementation of this grant and what appears to be the unsolvable challenges in these cities and how COPTA was assisting these municipalities through available intergovernmental processes.
Sure.
Yes, yes.
You need to separate those words over and time.
Let's see.
The meaning is different.
7.C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You see that?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then D, the Southern Local Government Association clarifies, right, its role in assisting municipalities and cities with the implementation of the public transport network grant and what has been done to address the challenges faced by these cities. I think the same thing is pending this grant or according to the grant framework. SALCA should also clarify the service delivery implications of the immediate exclusion of these cities in this grant.
Suspension.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, sir.
Yes, sir.
Going back to what Honorable Peters was raising, that is the prayer. And we agreed with her. Would it ban the repetition of tautology? If here in D, we once more be now a bit emphatic on what is it that is expected from this municipality, in a sentence of two. Or yes, or as Honourable suggested,
let's as a letter of emphasis. And by the way. Tautology is an allowed form of speech.
Okay.
Honorable Joseph.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to ask, do we have to say in in the sea parable of the where to say and what appears to be unsolvable challenge. We have to say that because we want to make the point that it must be revisited and almost implemented.
I don't think, yeah, once you say unsolvable, it means we're taking a defeatist attitude. So let's get a better way to solve that.
So we or we can just take a part out of the sentence, then the sentence is flowing further.
Yeah, okay. Take out and sort of these challenges. Okay, thank you.
Chairperson Deng, one last point. So that when we agree with this report, we have already made a point. Maybe Darren can read it. From what we recommend, we recommended this, and then we had a bilateral, me and Darren, and we agreed to remove the E point that's talked to the demonstrative. But I hope you can read it to you so that we agree once and for all on this point of demonstrative, because we had it already in the report. So if you can read it and then we agree on it, we can do it. Jefferson E. reads as follows. The municipal councils of Mbombela, Buffalo City, and Nsunduzi should explain in detail the challenges faced by these cities in spending and implementing the public transport network grant according to the grant framework. These municipalities should provide evidence on where they have solicited assistance in form of other government structures in order to spend this grant and provide these important services to the communities in these cities.
Yeah. I would have said they must come and explain why they're not spending on it. Because the way we're putting it, we must come and tell us why they're not spending this. You understand the way it's easier. The way we are putting it, one, it's okay with the ministers because they're not directly responsible. But when it comes to them, it's them who must, why they not performed them. There is something like the implication on service delivery in their areas, the implication on the jobs and so on and so forth. You know, they have to tell us their unemployment profile. Because they don't see that it's something which is supposed to also assist them. You know, there's one thing which I don't think that is appreciated by people who underspend on budget. One thing is the absence of that project which must be delivered, because there's a reason why we wanted it to be there. That's one. But two, again, these multiply effects in terms of the economy of the city, in terms of the employment and unemployment profile of the city, in terms of the contribution. You know, if you don't spend a billion rand under this economic condition, there's so much money that you are robbing the economy of in terms of the GDP growth and so on and so forth. So people usually take this thing away, it's just about us, but the implications are quite huge. So I think that we have added E on the members. Agreed?
Yes.
Yeah. That was number 7. Number 8. Then we recommend. Yes, sir.
This one. Fortunately, there are no communists here. There are no communists. So I will not be asking on the North dialect at all and the reasoning behind because I don't have but care just to put the report that's a bit smart.
if we could put together 7.1 and 7.3, we are talking
the same thing.
You are talking transport, 7.2, 7.4, you are talking, there's another one which is talking education, then there is 7.4 on, you know, this very good be topical. I'm saying there's no reason behind it.
Got it? Agreed. I think agreed. Then recommend the bill, the Standing Committee on Appropriations and Consultative Division of Revenue Bill, refer to it, the committee, and classified by the joint checking mechanism as a Section 76 bill, report that it has agreed to the bill without amendment. Okay, without amendment, right? We've just made a recommendation. 9, the responses by the relevant executive authorities to the recommendations as set out in Section 7 above must be sent to Parliament within 60 days. I think we should be able to take that 60 days of the adoption of this report by the National Assembly. But before we finish, there is this the fine print. The fine print is the one we're referring to. Is the same report, and then just to make sure, as I said, especially around the numbers and so on, that we were not at variance with National Treasury. So they took the report to National Treasury and say, for the lack of a better word, for auditing, especially of the numbers that they gave us. So you see that on the gray side, there are areas that National Treasury has referred to, right? Because if you look at the page, some of them are minor, are typographical things and so on and so forth, but they are numbers. You can see, for instance, let's go to the first page. Committee 5K1, the short title of the Amendment Act removes the word amendment procedure. Such thing, right? It's just those type of things, but I want to take you to where there was a correction of a number, which is a material thing. On page 7, let's go to page 7. With the on the bottom there, right? We have said that repairing the wastewater treatment infrastructure in the Vaal River system has an additional allocation. We have said 400 million. The correct number is 750 million, right? So that's why it's corrected and very material. You see that, remember, that's on page 7. The second comment down there. So that was corrected. Which is another one. And then let's go to the findings. Let's go to page 20. Page 26.7. Comment there is that the 1.4 billion rand added to this grant brings the total allocated to it over the MTF to 3.2 billion rand, right? Right? So it's quite we said 1.4. So the total is 3.2 billion rand. Okay. So there's an addition of 1.4 and yeah.
So 1.4 is for the financial year.
Just an allocation on the MTF.
So the total?
Is then the total is 3.2 billion rand over the MTF. The 1.4 is additional, so the total to go, the total is 3.2 billion rand, which makes a big difference. Okay. And then we go to 6.12, page 21. Yeah. Yeah, we said the 400, we spoke about it previously. It's 750 million rand. It talks to the 150 million rand that you spoke about.
With
400, now it's 750 million. That's on page 21, that paragraph.
But is it
400 or 750
for this
one? No, but million
allocated
in this one. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. So what the assumption is
that government should control them this thing? Yeah. 750 is a lot. So.
So
that the correction fall off. We divided 400 for the financial year.
Thank you, the chairman. Just for clarity, I just want to know, the point 8 speaks about the committee's recommendation on the bill. Should we not have a paragraph that deals with the acceptance of the report itself? And then we deal with the
board
as a legal.
So the acceptance of the report that we will deal with in the minutes, we'll capture that in the minutes.
Okay.
Here, the report appropriation, we find it, but we'll capture that, our acceptance of the report in the minutes. Agreed?
Further clarity, Chairperson, thank you. Then I just want to know if there any other information that we need to know if the committee accepts the bill without amendment, which is fine, but the minority parties want to make a point about the bill itself, not the report, the bill itself. For example, the presentation by National Treasury also speaks to money that's allocated to ESCOM and SAA, which we have problems with, to be honest, from a party point of view. So is there other options in besides this paragraph that you put here that allows for parties to abstain or to say they don't agree or to say they want a minority report? What else is available other than just what is in paragraph 8. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. The rules do allow for the political parties. I don't know if you can remember last year when you had your comments on the appropriation bill, and we had paragraphs where we included the minority report.
Okay.
But in this instance, there's no minority report, so it's not included. If we have something, you must give it to me in writing, and then the committee must endorse it before I can include it. That's the only reason why there's nothing now. But if there's a minority report, it comes to me, I include it in the report before it's considered by the committee and adopted. But yeah, there are rules. There are rules. Thank you.
Honorable, You remember that last time DA came up with the report and so on, and we discussed them and so on. So they were included. right, at that time. We are past the stage now. I think where you are now, obviously in the debate, these are the things that we are free to raise in the debate. Then.
And we're ready to be dealt with.
Okay.
Chairperson, I think all I'm asking is that also in the future that all information is provided to that other parties would know what other options is there in addition to what has been put here.
Okay, I hear. I think let's not have any debate on that one. I think it's the point is valid. On a separate matter.
On the same matter, I think the Honourable Joseph Mokomese, there's going to be a debate, and in the debate, parties have got the leeway and the right to say how they feel and which aspects of the bill they support and they don't support, and ultimately there's going to be a vote.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I think that's it. That concludes the report. Honourable members, honourable members, can I put the report in front of you for adoption with the amendments that have been proposed? Can I move up the report? Honourable Kaito?
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of this report with the amendments.
I second the adoption.
Honourable Chavez.
Chairperson, just for the record that we adhere to this point, do not prefer to give a view on the proposal in question.
That's fine. If we're to vote, say that abstention or whatever, right? Okay. I think that the report is carried. Remember, the report is a true reflection of what transpired in the committee. That's what it is. It's a true reflection of what transpired in the committee, am I right?
Yes.
Because for instance, there are people here, if you look at the public comment, public participation, there are a lot of things which came here and they spoke about them and so on, and the committee doesn't necessarily agree with everything that they said and so on, but in the report, just to say, they were captured so that they don't come back more and say, in the committee, we came and presented this thing and it was never attended to. In the previous report, that's what he did was that when DA came up, this was the position. But let me hear you, Honourable Jordan.
No, thank you. Just finally, I think I want to just clarify that we do not have a problem and object to the report itself, but we will have a different view on the ball when we debate that. Thank you.
Perfect.
So the way it should be phrased in the minutes is that the DA reserves his right on the bill, not on the report.
Okay. Thank you. That should be the minute. Okay. Thank you. So, reports of the Standing Committee on Appropriation on the Division of Revenue Bill, B3-2018. National Assembly Section 76, dated 17 March 2020, has been adopted by the Standing Committee on Appropriation.
Yes.
Thank you. Agreed?
Yes.
One more item. Let's go to the minutes of 10 March 2020. Minutes of 10 March 2020. Where are those minutes? Honourable members?
Yes.
Honourable members?
we'll go page by page, page 1, 2, 3, page 4. Can we adopt the minutes of the 10th of March 2020 as a true reflection of that meeting? Honorable Zembo.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move.
Honorable Matapa.
I second the adoption, Chair.
Minutes have been adopted. Are there any announcements and correspondence, Darren? So what's going to happen with the report now?
Remember, we said we were going to eat that. What happened?
Good
luck.
Sorry, I'm sorry to take you back, but I think on the last page.
Honorable Imam,
I just said
that we must go on
a trip.
Yeah.
To eat that. When? I can go. I'm still
fighting for 18. What
are you saying? Yeah. I still think we should go. Maybe we could go to Namibia. I don't know, because most of those trips are generally for the purposes of travel, not really for education. Including without doubt. You know, with the countries we went to, they told us we've got some of the best systems in the world. We failed with implementation and consequence management. We failed to Germany, Sweden, and they told us this. So I'm not sure we're going to learn, but we might be able to teach the others of the other side. But just coming back here to it, I'm sorry to put, but we'll deal with that after the session. Okay.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask Gary, just for the sake of completion of the process, to see what happens now.
Thank you, Mr. President. The amendments have been effected. We will distribute the report as adopted by the committee with all these amendments today's stuff, and it will be ATC, it will appear in tomorrow's ATC. And that's it, Jefferson. Thank you.
Okay, I'm coming to that. Tomorrow, definitely it's a debate on DORA, so there's a debate where Honorable Joseph would be agreeing with us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's no man which goes to the Western Cape if you don't have that. So government collapses. So I'm kidding. Definitely there is a debate tomorrow. I'm not very sure what time it's going to be, but yes, we started saying, but as to when exactly, I haven't seen the other paper. As to exactly when do we start, because there are many other things on the other paper. Remember, it's the last day in the first quarter. And then, why don't I take this opportunity just to thank the honorable members for the fruitful engagement that we've had. I think in many cases we're having the same objective of seeing service delivered and the effective of government and us being playing our oversight responsibilities we're supposed to. But let me agree that we haven't shown that we can bite, right? And I think we need to do that. We're not just going to come out and do it for the sake of doing it. But I think if we are to be serious about sin and to eat that they say is delivered, people should see that there's consequence management. Otherwise, we'll be calling for everyone to effect consequence management, but we're not doing it. I think it's one area that we should accept that is an area that we need to sharpen our responsibility on. That's number one. But thank you very much for your participation. And two, I think I need to thank our support staff in general. I think I've never asked for anything from them which will come and support the community and it's not delivered, but just not delivered on time. I think it bodes well for all of us to know that we have got a support staff which is very sensitive to time and service delivery, because that's your service delivery. I always say that principals are as good as their support staff, or if you like, staff, they are as bad as their support staff. So I think, speaking on behalf of the colleagues, I think we've had a good support. If I were to give you from 0 to 10, I would say 8, because I'm very stingy with maths. I'll always leave 20% for improvement, because I believe there's always a room for improvement in everything that we do. I think this brings us to an end of the meeting. I'll be sitting with the management and work out the program for next term. Remember that the main thing is going to also consume us when it comes to next week. I mean, next term is appropriations bill, which we have to pass before the end of July. So that's what's going to consume us. But thank you very much, honourable members, and the meeting stands adjourned.